Let us now look to God in prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Our merciful Father in heaven.
我们满有恩典的天父上帝。
We thank thee how we can come to study thy word.
我们为着能够来研读你的话语，我们感谢你。
And we know, Lord, that thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
主啊，我们知道你的话语是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
So open our eyes to the truth.
因此求主开我们的眼睛来看到真理。
Teach us from thy word.
教导我们，你 从你的话语来教导我们。
That thy people may be built up in the most holy faith.
好叫你的子民能够借着那神圣的真道来得着建立。
This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name.
我们这样子感恩祷告是奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that we should be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, to let our request to be made known unto God.
圣经教导我们当一无挂虑。凡事只要借着祷告、祈求和感恩，把我们所要的来告诉神。
And yet it's so easy to be anxious, it's so easy to be worried in this world.
然而，在这世界上，我们仍然很容易的就感到心焦，感到就是忧虑。
And why is this so?
为什么这样呢？
Because we live in a world that is so full of care, so full of danger, so full of sin, so full of evil, so full of wickedness.
因为我们活在的是一个让充满着各样的邪恶、各样的危险这样的患难的当中。
It's a world that is surrounded by death and corruption.
那是被这死亡还有一些的败坏所包围着的这样的一个世界。
Is that not true?
岂不是这样吗？
Those of you who are students, you worry about school.
那我们当中做学生的，我们就是为着学业来烦。
You worry whether you can complete your homework.
那你就担心说能不能把功课做完。
You worry about passing your exams.
你为着能不能考试能不能及格来忧虑。
And this is because you are aware that in Singapore, we are a society that places a high emphasis on education.
因为你知道我们活在新加坡，我们的社会是很很很在意，就是很关注关于教育这方面。
Your education may determine your future prospects.
因为你的这教育能够决定你将来的展望。
And so you worry.
因此你害怕。
When you go to work, you worry about the economy.
那当你出外工作，你也为着经济的状况来忧虑。
Because if economy is bad, you may lose your job.
因为如果经济萧条，那你要可能要失去你的职位。
Worse still, if you have a family to feed.
那更糟糕的是，如果你有一个家庭等着你去供养。
Moreover, we are in a world that is full of sickness and diseases.
我们就活着这充满这疾病，充满这这些病疾病的这个世界。
And nowadays, these diseases seems to be getting stranger and stranger. The virus they can mutate.
那这现实当中越来越多的这些病痛、这些疾病一直在变换的当中。
And if you happen to be involved in and you may be fearing in your heart that you may find yourselves encountering a pestilence.
可能你心里面会有这样的恐惧，就是说可能会担心说会遇见 怎么样的一些的灾病。
And even if it's not something that is due to a virus, you may be scared of contracting cancer or diabetes.
那即使是不是因为一些的病毒所产生的，你可能也会担心说啊，你可能会罹患癌症或者是糖尿病。
Or maybe heart attack or stroke.
又或者是心脏病中风。
Then parents, they worry about their children.
做父母的就为孩子来担心。
How we know that Singapore has just been voted in a survey to be one of the safest places to bring up children.
而我们也知道说新加坡刚刚被鉴定说是
one of the best places rather.
在世界上是要来养育孩子最好的一个地方。
I don't know how we got close to first place. Or I think we are first place. I forgot we are first or second.
我记不起来，我们不知道是被列在首位或者是第二位。
But if we are honest, there are still so many things that can destroy the lives of our children.
我们坦诚去看待的话，我们知道说仍然还有很多的事情能够就是毁灭或者说伤害我们孩子的生命。
Unforeseen disease, unforeseen accident can change everything.
一些我们意想不到的疾病，一些意想不到的这些意外都可能改变一切。
Because we live in a world full of danger, anything can take away our lives.
因为我们活在一个充满着危机的世界任何事情都可能使到我们的生命被抹去。
Wars and rumors of wars.
战争还有打仗的风声。
That is why you know everybody is so scared in this world.
这也是为何每个人都在就是世人都在焦虑。
No, it's as though the world is hanging on the thread. Anytime there can be war.
就好像这个世界是挂在一条线上，随时都会有战争的发生。
And if there's war, our lives will really change.
如果有战乱的话，我们的生活就被影响了。
Are you worried about all these things?
你是不是为着这些事情来忧愁呢？
Has the world pressed you so much so that you feel like there is nowhere else for you to go?
是不是世界已经给你这样的一个压力，使到你觉得说无处可去了？
Are you a person that is currently in trouble and so therefore you are very worried?
你是不是一个就是在这个时候你就是非常焦虑不知道该做什么事。
Then this psalm is for you.
那如果是这样的话，这一篇诗篇是属于你的。
The children of Israel in those days have many things to be worried about.
在当时候以色列民他们就有许多是使到他们忧愁的事情。
Just like today, Israel in those days were not surrounded by friendly nations.
那就像今天一样以色列当时候的以色列周围的国家也对他们不友善。
They want Israel to be raised to the ground.
他们要把以色列夷为平地。
And very often what Israel would do is to play politics.
往往以色列他们就是会耍着政治的一些手段。
They will try to play nations against nations.
那他们就会使到国与国来相对。
If somebody from the north is attacking me, well, maybe I befriend a person which is further on the north so that this country will not attack me anymore.
那如果在我以北的国家是要来攻打我，那我就跟那比就是更北上的这个国家来友好，好像 没有人愿意来攻打。
So for example, to the north of Israel is Syria.
那举个例子，就是在以色列以北就是叙利亚。
So in order to prevent Syria from attacking Israel, well, Israel would often like to make friends with people like the Assyrians and the Babylonians.
那为了不让叙利亚来攻打他们自己，那以色列就会要来与就是亚述还有巴比伦来就是有邦交友好。
So, or perhaps they may go down south and become allies with Egypt.
又或者他们就往南去就是跟这个埃及来联盟。
Well, they try to get their way out of trouble using their own devices.
他们就是尝试用自己的方法来就是逃避一些的困境。
They think all these nations would be their help.
他们就以为说这些的国家将是他们的帮助。
Well, if you know biblical history, you know that these countries were far from helpful to Israel.
如果你明白圣经的历史的话，你就会知道说，这些的国家其实根本都不能够帮助以色列。
Not only were they not dependable, they were traitors.
他们不单是不可靠，他们还是背叛了以色列。
Who is the only sure help for Israel?
那谁才是以色列那真正肯定的帮助呢？
Who should be that refuge?
那谁当是他们的避难所？
Well, the Bible here tells us that God is that refuge.
那圣经在这里就告诉我们说，神是他们的避难所。
God is that refuge for Israel.
神是以色列的避难所。
And God is also our refuge.
神也是我们的避难所。
And so here in verse 1, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
因此在这里第一节圣经就告诉我们说，神是我们的避难所，是我们的随时在患难中随时的帮助。
The word refuge talks about a shelter in the midst of a storm.
那这样的避难所是让我们看到这样的一个画面，就是在暴风雨当中能够有一个居所，能够来避开这些。
And God is able to be that shelter because He will also grant us His strength.
神也能够成为我们的避难所，因为他能够赐给我们力量。
In other words, in the face Israel in the face of her enemies need not fear. God will help her and God will protect her.
换句话说，以色列人在就是敌人当的面前不需要害怕，因为他们有神为他们的有神来保护他们。
And so it is with us.
那一样的，我们也是这样。
In the midst of our troubles, God will be with us, and God will shelter us from the storm and grant us strength to pass through all our various tribulations.
那神也是保护我们的。神也会在那暴风雨当中成为我们的那居所，那个成为我们的这样的一个帮助。
Well, it does not mean that the difficulties will just go away.
这不意味着说困难就这样的消失。
Sometimes we may even need to die for our faith.
那有的时候我们甚至需要为着我们的信念为着我们的信仰来丧命。
But if you are a born again Christian, you know that your life is secure in Christ.
那如果你是一个重生的基督徒，那你知道说你的生命在基督里是有保障的。
Till you fulfill God's will, till your work is done upon the earth, you will be here. And finally, when the time is come, God will take you up to heaven.
直到你的工作做完了，那只要你仍然还在这地上，那神仍然会帮助你，那直到你 就是被接回天家。
And not only just that, the Bible here tells us that God is a very present help in trouble.
不但是这样，圣经告诉我们说，神是我们患难中随时的帮助。
Oh, this is important.
这是非常重要的。
I let Elder rest his voice 10 seconds. Sometimes in life we want help.
在生活中，有的时候我们需要帮助。
We know somebody can help us.
我们知道某个人能够帮助我们。
But that person is far away from us.
然后那个人却离我们很远。
Maybe in another country.
那可能在另外一个国家。
But still, if it's a 12 hours flight away.
那更糟的是，如果是需要搭飞机需要就是12小时。
And in a place with no internet connection.
那个地方又没有这个网际网络。不能够接通。
You cannot contact the person.
你也不能够联络他。
You need that person.
你需要那人。
But the person is not around.
那人却不在。
So the person can be a help.
因此那个人可以成为帮助。
But he is a useless help because he's not present.
但是这样的帮助是无用的，因为他却不在场。
He's not near. He's not available.
那他是。不在这附近，他就是我不能够来帮。
No, God is not like this.
那神不是这样的。
You need help, you can always find him. He is near you.
你需要帮助，那你总是可以找到他，他时刻都与你都在你身旁。
He's just a prayer away.
他不过是在一个祷告之外。
If only we will go to him.
唯有我们自己愿意来求告他。
And we should go to him because the Bible tells us, especially in the majority of the verses here, how God is an all-sufficient refuge and help.
那我们需要去求告他，因为特别是圣经在这里有许多的经文都告诉我们说，他是我们。他是有能力足以来帮助我们的。
And that is what the sons of Korah are trying to sing down here.
那这也是可拉后裔他们所要唱的。
Or rather, this is what they have written, and what the appointed sopranos will be singing.
这是可拉后裔他们所写的。那么那个。所指定的的歌唱者
女高音
就是他们来由他们来唱。
Well, they proclaim, "We will not be fear. We will not fear."
那他们是这样的宣告说，我们是不会害怕。
Why? Because God is our refuge. God is our shelter. Even in natural disasters, or even in times of great upheavals of the earth and the mountains.
那为什么呢？因为神是我们的避难所，神是帮助我们的帮助。那即使是在很大的灾难，一切就是山崩地裂的状况。
And so here the Bible describes certain disasters that can really strike fear in men.
那这里圣经就描述一个真的是某一种患难是能够使到人害怕的。
Whereby the earth is removed, so these mega earthquakes.
那即使是山就是会动摇这是说到是一个很巨大的地震。
Have you been earthquake before?
你有没有经历过地震呢？
I've been through one. It is Richter scale 5.4 in Taiwan.
我经历过一次，那是就是5.4级的这个里特级的的这样的一个地震。在台湾的时候。
The Taiwanese think that it was a joke.
那台湾人还以为是是个笑话。
But for a Singaporean who has not experienced earthquake before, It's scary.
那身为一个新加坡人，从来没有经历地震，那那样的情况是非常令人感到惧怕。
The Taiwanese were laughing when these silly Singaporeans ran out to the open.
那些台湾人就在那里大就是笑了啊，因为看到这样的一个新加坡人就在这样的情况里面逃到就是空旷的地方去。
They claim our buildings can withstand up to Richter scale 8.
他们是说了他们说他们的建筑物可以耐到就是八级的地震。
But that is not exactly true.
其实不属实。
Because if you know how earthquakes works, well, if an earthquake is left to right, it is not so bad.
因为如果你了解地震是是怎么那个情况，那如果地震是就是左右的震动的话，那状况不是那么糟糕。
But even if it's a 5.4 earthquake, but it's going up and down, the whole building can be destroyed.
那即使是5.4 级的地震，那如果是上下的这样的摆动，那整栋建筑都会被摧毁。
And when that happens, the hearts of men will really fear.
如果那样的事情发生的话，人的心就会消化了。
You will see that the earth will really be removed.
那看到说，哇，地真的是被挪移了。
Suddenly, there will be great cavities on the earth.
突然间就看到说地面上就产生很大的裂缝了。
Just like recently in Hawaii, when the volcano erupted. When the people get back to their homes, they realize, oh, in front of their home there is a big hole. Their home can collapse anytime.
就像在夏威夷最近就是他们发生地震了。当人回到自己家园的时候，就看到当中有个很大的洞。那随时他们的家他们的房屋都会掉落下去。
And yes, in the midst of such volcanic eruptions and earthquakes, you can see that. Mountains can literally be carried into the midst of the sea.
就像这样的地震，那你会看到说甚至是高山都会被就是抛到海中去。
An entire mountain islands can just vanish.
那整个就是这些山脉都会消失掉。
And here the Bible also describes waters that roar and are troubled. And though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
那这里圣经就描述到说，那这个水的翻腾，还有山是怎么样的颤抖。
Perhaps this describes tsunamis.
那可能这是描述一场海啸。
I will always remember the day when I returned home, and then I was asked by my mother to watch the Japanese tsunami.
我还记得当有一回我回到家中，那我的母亲就叫我去观看这样的关于一个日本的海啸的这样的一个报道。
I watch as how people and cars and entire buildings are just swept away.
然后我就看到说人还有车这些一切都这样的被冲走。
You just imagine that in the midst of such things, God's promise to Zion, God's promise to Jerusalem, God's promise to this, to His city down here, is that you will still stand.
你看到说像这样的一个状况里面，神应许耶路撒冷，神应许西安，神应许他的城说，在这样的状况里面，他仍然要站立。
I will protect you from all these things.
那我会维护你免受这些的伤害。
What is there to fear?
你有什么需要害怕的呢？
Just trust in me.
只要信靠我。
Because am I not the God that created the entire world?
我岂不是那创造那这整个世界的那位神啊？
And if I am the God who created the entire world, I am also the God who is in control of the earths and the mountains and the seas.
那我既是那创造这全地的神，那我就是有能力来掌控这一些所有的山脉海洋。
So you need not fear.
因此你不需要害怕。
Then, not only just this, but here the Lord wants us to know that He is also in control of the armies of this world.
那不仅是这样，那神也要我们知道说，其实他也掌控着这世界各国的那个军权。
Yes, nations rise and fall because of him.
啊，的确，国家兴起，国家的败落都因着他。
This is something that we must understand in our hearts.
这是我们每一个人都必须来在心里面来明白的。
Sometimes we look at the mighty nations around us, we think that these nations can never fall.
因为有的时候我们看到这些强大的国家，我们就以为说啊，这些国家都不会不会溃败的。
Even tiny little Singapore sometimes thinks that she will stay forever.
那即使是我们的渺小的新加坡，啊，有的时候也会以为说是会永远存留。
And we become proud and conceited until somebody comes and disturb us.
然后我们就变成很高傲啊，自足啊，直到有人来就是搅扰我们这样子。
Somebody bigger and more powerful than we keep quiet.
那某一位是比我们更强大的，我们就就是止住我们的口了。
And then suddenly we realize we're very small. We can easily be swatted away.
在那时候我们就发觉到说啊，其实自己是多么的渺小啊，随时都会就是会被摧毁。
But some of these big nations in the world think that they are invincible.
这些有一些这些强大的国家，他们以为说他们是永远不会被打败的。
I have a big economy.
因为我有着强大的经济能力。
I have the tanks.
我有这坦克车。
I have the fighter planes.
我也有许多战斗机。
I have the drones.
Okay,
never mind. I have the nuclear missiles.
我有这些核子的这些炸弹。
You want to fight with me?
那你要来与我来征战吗？
I will abide.
那我就会跟你打斗到底。
I will not be destroyed.
我是不会被摧毁的。
And so that's what these powerful nations will think.
那这也就是这些强大的国家他们会这么样想。
But if you look at history, one thing is for sure: nations come, nations go.
有一件事情，当你回顾历史的时候，你会发觉到说。这是常态，就是国家兴起，国家的败落。
Biblical history will tell us about this truth.
那在圣经的历史里面，也让我们看到这样的一个真理。
The Babylonians were once very powerful.
巴比伦曾经是一个非常强大的国家。
Under Nebuchadnezzar, they were all conquering.
在尼布甲尼撒的带领下，他们就是到处去就是去征战。
But they are gone.
他们已经不存留了。
The Medo Persians, they are also gone.
马代波斯他们也已经不见了。
The Greeks that follow, they are also gone.
希腊随后希腊也一样的就是消失了。
What about the Roman Empire?
罗马帝国又如何呢？
Well, we are told in the scriptures that one day the Roman Empire will be revived.
我们从圣经我们就知道说有一天罗马帝国会再次的兴起。
Yet this Roman Empire under the Antichrist will also be destroyed.
就是即使是这样的这个罗马帝国在这个敌基督的国度的里面呢最后也要被摧毁。
Even though at one point of time it may occupy control or occupy the entire world, controlling even the economies and religion of the world, yet this empire will fall.
那甚至是这样的一个帝国就是将会掌控着全世界的经济命脉。那这样的一个帝国就是有一天也会消失。
There is only one empire that will stand forever, and that is the empire of Christ, the diamond empire.
唯一的能够 就是永远存留的帝国，那就是基督的国度。那这是一个钻石帝国。
钻石帝国 or rather this one, the Diamond Empire is termed by my pastor Dr. Jeffrey Koo because of the, remember the statue of in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
这个钻石帝国啊是我的牧师就是邱英的牧师他就是这样的把它命名啊就是从这个尼布甲尼撒的梦里面啊关于那个来
the statue because the statue the head the head is gold
那个像
and then followed by silver then by bronze then by iron then the legs with iron and clay
OK， 这是那个像啊
，make of different materials。
他所梦见的那个像啊，金头还有其他的这些材料所造的啊。
But after that, all the whole statue is smashed when there is this rock that come down from heaven, which represents Christ's kingdom.
那之后，这样的像就被要从天上落下来的这个大石啊，这大石是代表着基督，那被这大石给摧毁了。
And so my pastor terms it the Diamond Empire.
那因此我的牧师就把它称为说是这个钻石帝国。
Because diamond is very resilient under a lot of pressure.
因为这个。钻石是非常坚固的。
The only thing that can cut diamond is diamond.
那唯一能够用来切割钻石的就是钻石。
So diamond empire because it will abide forever.
所以说是钻石帝国，因为它将要永远存留。
And so therefore here in verses 4 to 7, what the scriptures actually saying is this, you know, when it comes to the nations, well, all the nations will never be able to stand up against the Lord.
那意思在这里啊，圣经在第四节到第七节就告诉我们说，没有一个帝国能够在神面前站立得住。
With regards to Zion, because God is with her, well, God will provide her with the water so that she can survive.
那至于那西安因为他是属于神的。那神将会给供应他水源，那他就会能够存留下来。
More importantly, the true river for Zion will be God Himself, who will be in the midst of her.
那更重要的就是那真正的河流，就是神本身，那神就会在他们的当中。
The heathen may rage.And the kingdoms may be moved against Israel.
外邦虽然会喧闹，那万国可能都会兴起来要来攻打以色列。
But look at how they were destroyed. All the Lord needed to do is just open His mouth and utter His word, and then the entire earth melted away.
他们看他们是怎么的被摧毁，那主要。就是张开那口，那就就是轻易的把他们就是这样的融化掉，就是消毁掉。
They are simply destroyed by the power of God's word.
他们是被神的话语的全能给摧毁了。
That's why down here in verse 7 is called the Lord of Hosts.
那因此在第七节这边就说到说。把神称为万军之耶和华。
Why? Because he is sovereign over all the entire armies of the world.
为什么呢？因为他是在所有的这些世界的这些军队当中他是最有权威。
And this is the God that is with Israel, that is with us.
那这对神就是与以色列同在，也与我们同在。
The God of Jacob is our refuge, and this word refuge talks about setting a person upon a high cliff.
那这就是他是雅各的神，那他是我们的避难所。那这里的避难所是指的说把一个人就是放在一个高山上。
So that the waters of woe cannot reach you.
那好像那这世界的这些潮水，这些都不能够来伤害你。
Yes, the God of Jacob is our refuge.
的确，雅各的神是我们的避难。
And here the word Jacob is used to remind Israel that I was in control of all things, even in the very beginning, right, with Jacob.
在这里用这个雅各这个名字是要来提醒神的百姓啊，就是神说我是掌控这一切。那即使是就是雅各的从一开始都在我的掌管底下。
Jacob may not have acknowledged it.
虽然雅各是没有那样的一个认知。
But I was with him.
然后我却是与他同在。
And I helped him.
我也帮助他。
And from him, the nation of Israel was formed.
那是从他以色列国就成立了。
And this is the same God that is also our refuge.
那这一位同样的这位神也是我们的避难所。
And that is why the Bible, right, from verses 8 to 11, exhorts us that we must truly have this as our experiential knowledge.
那因此在圣经在第8到11节就是这样的来勉励，来劝勉我们，要我们要有这样的一个真实，就是借着体验而得的这样的一个人。
You must surely come to the refuge.
那你必须是来到这个避难所。
It must not just be head knowledge, but it must be heart knowledge.
那你不单只是在脑海里面来知道这一点，这必须是出自于你的内心。
For very often, why we Christians worry is because we do not come.
那我们基督徒之所以会担心就是因为我们没有来。
We refuse to behold the works of the Lord.
我们不愿意就是来看神的作为。
And take note here, the word behold is not just to look.
那要知道说这里所说的看不只是这样的就是这样的来观赏。
But here it means to observe carefully and consider deeply the works of the Lord.
那在这里就这个看是指着说真的是很细心的来观察，来思想，来思索神的伟大作为。
It's just like when somebody wants to appraise a certain artifact, whether it is valuable.
那就像一个人他要来鉴定说某一个这个作品是不是真的是很有价值。
You don't just look at this and you walk away.
你不只是这样的这样一瞥，就这样的看一下就走了。
You're not careful, you buy a fake.
那你如果不小心的话，你会买到那个印制品。
You probably look at every inch of the artifact.
那你可能会就是观赏这就是很仔细的来看这作品的就是入微的来看这个作品。
You may use a magnifying glass.
你甚至要用一个放大镜来看。
To see whether it is genuine, whether there are any flaws in the particular item.
那就是看它是不是真实的，然后看它是不是有任何的瑕疵。
So the word behold has that particular understanding.
那因此在这里的这个看是有这样的一个特别的意义的。
What it means, therefore, is this. You have in the Bible recorded for us the works of the Lord.
那这里的意思就是说我们拥有的圣经就是为我们记载了神的作为。
Do not just read all these accounts of the works of God and then forget about them.
让我们不要只是这样的就是走马看花的来读这些神的作为就把它忘记了。
Meditate upon the Lord's doings in history.
那要来深入的来思想神在历史当中的这些的作为。
Because this same God which worked through biblical history is still the same God that is working today.
因为这位在圣经历史当中行事的这位 这位神啊，在今时今日也继续的在那里施行他的作为。
And this is the same God to whom you should come to be your refuge.
那这也是这位同样这位神，你应当来到他的跟前，让他成为你的避难。
And he's always accessible.
啊，而且他是随时都可以来帮助你的。
Why won't you come to him?
你为什么不来求告他呢
？My dear friends, when trouble comes your way, how do you react?
亲爱的朋友们，如果你面对如果有困难临到你的话，你会怎么样的反应
？All these things should not be just theory.
那这些都不应当只是就是理论而已。
The test of whether or not you truly understand Psalm 46 will come in your day-to-day life.
那到底你是不是真的明白诗篇四十六篇呢？那就在于说就是。在你平时的生活当中，你是怎么样的来应用
？That when the cares of the world assail you, whether or not you will become anxious, and whether or not you will take matters into your own hands, that will be the test.
那当世上的事物这些的缠累这些的问题来到的时候，那就在于说你是否真的是来真的是来依靠神。
At the same time, when we are in the midst of all these tribulations, all these works will assure us in our hearts that God is still on the throne, God is still in control.
那甚至是我们在那是面对一些的磨难的时候，那这些的话语仍然是能够来就是帮助我们知道说神仍然掌控一切。
And all his decrees will continue to stand, and he will surely perform his word.
他的一切律例仍然会能够就是持续存留，那他将会正按照他的话语来施行。
Just and here the Bible says he maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
那圣经在这里也告诉我们说，他仔细刀兵，直到地极，他折弓断枪，把战车。焚烧在火中。
Yes, the Lord will finally come and he will end all wars.
的确神最后他会来到，他会止息一切的征战。
And when will that be?
那是在什么时候呢？
When the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes to this world.
那当那平安的王，我们的主耶稣基督再次的来到这世界。
All these things are recorded in God's word. All these things are also recorded for us very explicitly in the book of Revelation.
那这一些都记载在为我们记载在神的话语当中，这些都清楚的很显明的来记载在特别是启示录的当中。
All these things are not fantasies. All these things will truly happen. God will perform His word.
那这一些都不是神话。这些都是属实的神会按照他的话语来行出这一切。
All these things are decreed by God and it will surely happen.
那这些都是神所命定的，他都必定会发生。
And so therefore our response must be this, and that will be in verses 10 and 11.
那因此我们的反应应当是如此的，那就在第十一节所说的。
Be still and know that I am God.
第四节你们要休息，知道我是神。
This firstly is the command that is being given to all the Gentile nations.
那这是为所有的这些外邦国来所发的这样的一个命令。
Why do you want to rebel?
你为什么要来反抗呢？
Put down all your weapons. That is the meaning of be still down here. Put down everything.
那这里所说的休息是说就是放下你的武器，放下一切。
Submit yourselves to me.
就是降服于我。
And come to know that I am God and know me in an experiential way.
来知道。我是神就是借着你的经历来知道这些。
Know me as the one living and true God, and now there will be salvation for you.
那要来认识我是那位唯一真的真神啊，那样你就能够得蒙救赎。
哎 ，This is the same for us today。
那这也是我们对我们而言这也是一样的。
If you have not come to know the Lord and Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you should come to know Him。
啊，如果你还没有来认识到还没有认识主耶稣为你个人救主，那你必须来到他的跟前。
Why rebel against him anymore?
你为什么还要与他来争斗呢？
Because if you do not know him, then he cannot be your refuge.
因为如果你不认识他，那他就不能够成为你的避难所。
So that is step one.
因此这是第一步。
But these words are not only just for the Gentile nations, but more importantly, they are also given to the people of God.
这些话语不仅是给了外邦的国家，那更重要的，这一些也是为神属神的人而设的。
Be still and know that I am God.
那我们要休息，知道我，你们要休息，知道我是神。
Yes, be still, rest in Him.Place all your cares and burdens upon Him and let Him take care of everything.
的确就是要休息，就是要在他里面来安息，让他来照管这一切。
Cast your burdens upon Him because He cares for you.
那把你一切的重担都卸下，因为他真的顾惜你。
Of course, this does not mean that we should not do what is our human responsibility.
当然这不意味着说我们就不需要负上我们做人的责任。
Because I've seen some Christians before when they apply this, be still and know that I am God means be lazy and do nothing.
因为我看过一些基督徒，他们是这样的来应用。他们说：“哦，这里说你们要休息，要知道我是神啊。”他们以为说他们就是懒散，什么都不做。
他们的休息是偷懒。
然后他们的休息是。
So that is not what it means down here. I hope everyone down here will understand.
这不是这里的意思，我希望大家都能明白。
Right, but here be still means you do what God has asked you to do, and the rest of it you just simply trust that God will take care.
那这里所说的休息就是说你尽你所能，你刚做的你去做，那其他的你就让神来替你担当。
Read God's word，
要来研读神的话语。
Pray，
祷告。
And simply serve Him with all gladness, and God will help you。
就是单单的，就是带着喜乐的心来服侍他，那神必定会帮助。
And know that He is God。
也知道说认识到说他是神。
Know, and this know here is aspiration, knowledge, know.
那这里的知道，那这个知道是就是凭借经历来认识。
This talks about how you truly place your trust in Him, and when He works in your life, you truly now begin to understand what it means for Him to be your refuge, what He means for Him to be the Lord of hosts, what it means for Him to be a very present help in trouble.
那就是你就是把信心，就是凭信心来信靠他，那让他在你生命中来动工，那好叫你能够明白，真正的明白到底他是你的避难所是怎么回事，他是你随时的帮助是怎么回事。
This experience will fill you with great joy because now you truly see with your own spiritual eyes who exactly this God is and why this God who is the God of Israel is the same God that continues to operate today.
那这样的一个经历将带给你就是那非常的这个喜悦。那因为这样就是让你能够知道说这位真的是帮助了以色列的神，也是将是怎么样的来帮助你。
And when God works in your life, you will truly be able to understand how everything in this world will finally work towards the grand day whereby the Lord will be exalted among the heathen, whereby He will be exalted among the earth.
那这样的事情就让你来知道。
Will probably come to the day whereby you will be able to see that God will be exalted among the heathen and God will be exalted among the earth.
这样的话让你能够来看到说神是在外邦中被高举，神是在这全地都被来高举。
It may not seem that way today, but it will happen.
那虽然今天可能你看不出是这样，但是这将会发生。
God is still on the throne. God is still in control.
那神仍然是在那他的位上，那宝座上，神仍然是掌控。
It's no wonder that when it comes to the time of the Reformation, this song is such fills Martin Luther with so much comfort.
那这难怪就是在这个改革的那个的就是那个时刻里面。这一首诗是带给马丁路德这样多的安慰。
In a time whereby the Protestants face so much attacks from the Roman Catholics, yet this verse assures them that though the Roman Catholics, though the enemies of God may be able to kill the bodies of those who stand for the truth, yet they shall never be able to take away their souls.
那只有在那样的一个改革时代那样的一个危难的当中，那些抗罗中真的是面对罗马天主教他们的逼害的时候，那看来就像是将他们都将要丧命，那些能他们似乎是能够来伤害他们的身体，但是我们知道说神的话语仍然存留。
This is also true in our lives. This is also true in our families. This is also true in our churches.
那这对我们自己的生命，对我们家人，对我们的教会都一样是如此。
We will continue to face with challenges. We will continue to face with problems because of the nature of this world.
我们会继续的面对挑战，面对困难因为这就是这世界的状态。
But we can rest assured in this truth that God is our all-sufficient refuge.
然后我们必定能够就是凭着这样的一个真理，知道说神是足以来成为我们的避难所，来成为我们的帮助。
And I pray that this will be of great encouragement and comfort for you as you live your pilgrim life here on this earth.
我也这样的祷告，期盼说这也将成为你的的一个安慰当你还在这地面上来经历这样的一个来行走这天路。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
how we thank you for the encouragement we have in this psalm.
我们实在是要为这篇诗篇所带给我们的安慰来感谢。
Oh Father in heaven, is there any soul down here that is troubled?
主啊，天上的父啊。在我们当中是不是有任何的这些任何人正是被这世界的事情来困扰呢？
Oh, teach such a soul what it means to be still and know that you are God.
教导这样的人，让他们知道说明白说怎样的是怎么样的在你里面来休息，能够来知道你是神。
Oh, Father, teach us what it means that Thou art a very present help in times of trouble.
主啊，你帮助我们，让我们能够真的明白，你是怎么样的成为我们患难中随时的帮助。
We need Thee, do not forsake us.
我们需要你，求主你不要撇弃我们。
So, Father, hear the cry of Thy children.
但是父啊，求主你垂听你儿女的呼求。
And strengthen us in this hour of need.
在这样的时刻里面，加点力量给我们。
This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name.
我们是奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵的圣名这样的。